coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You there, second desk, blue jacket. What is your name?
My name is Alexis.
Alexis, please leave my lecture room. I don't want to see you at one of my lectures ever again.
I don't understand.
I am not going to ask a second time. Thank you. Why are there laws? What are laws for? Anyone?
Social order?
To protect a person's personal rights.
So that you can rely on the government?
Justice?
Thank you. Tell me. Was I unfair to your classmate just now? Indeed I was. So, why didn't any of you protest? Why didn't any of you try and stop me? Why didn't you want to prevent this injustice? You see, what you have just learnt, you wouldn't have understood in 1,000 hours of lectures unless you lived it. You didn't say anything because you weren't affected yourself. And this attitude speaks against you and against life. You think it doesn't concern you, so it's none of your business. Well, I'm here to say, if you don't help bring about justice, then one day, you too may experience injustice. And there will be nobody there to stand before you. Truth and justice lives through us all, and we must fight for it. Because in life and work, I mean, we often live next to each other, but not with each other. We console ourselves that the problems of others are nothing to do with us, none of our business. And we go home glad at night that we're spared, but it's about standing up for each other. Every day an injustice happens in business, sport, or on the tram, relying on someone else to take care of it is not good enough. It is our duty to be there for others, to speak up for others when they cannot. I am here to teach you the power of your voice. I want you to learn critical thinking to empower you to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against what everyone else is doing. Let's begin.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, June 15, 2023. One of the most, in my view, brilliant videos out there that speaks volumes. Now, on the other side of things, I do hope it was choreographed to the extent where Alexis will be coming back, because otherwise they were still sitting there. Everyone was still sitting there, listening to the explanation. And that, folks, that, ladies and gentlemen, is where I feel we are. If you sit there and watch injustice happen, you are part of the problem. If we don't speak up, if we don't stand up, if we don't speak out, if we don't stand against a tyranny that's being forced down our throat, then, folks, what in the hell are we doing here? please share that segment with everyone you know. I don't know the author, the creator of that video clip. I don't know. It'll be at HagmanPI.com in the program description box for today. But did you feel that? In here. I mean, in here, did you feel that? That's where we're at today. We have to speak out against the pedophiles. We have to speak out against these scumbags who think there are overlords. We have to speak out, stand up, and press against anyone who is against the laws, the order, the sovereignty of our country. And if we don't, shame on us. We get what's coming to us. But even worse, you are allowing a system of injustice, a system of tyranny to be brought upon your children and their children and generations to come. With me today and tomorrow as a special treat, Randy Taylor, RT. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. That's how to get a hold of him. Randy Taylor, welcome, and let's talk.
That's a good morning, everyone. Good afternoon by the time you see the video. That is very powerful, that video. That has been the problem. We always talk about complacency. All right. And there's another form of complacency. How many times, and go back and do your own self-evaluation. Everybody has seen injustice one time or another, maybe at the grocery store, maybe on a bus, maybe on the street. Did you speak up? Did you say anything on that person's behalf? Did you get involved? That's where you have to look at yourself. And where, if you can't deal with the small things, I don't see where you're going to be able to, when this gets huge, and we've got to stand up to this tyrannical government, what you're going to do. You understand what I'm saying? You've got to start now. If you're not already on that track, I'll tell you this. Every fight I got into in school had nothing to do with me. I was sticking up for somebody. I was raised that way. If you saw something wrong, the story my father told me as a young man, he always reminded me of the girl that was raped in New York between two apartment buildings, and all the people up there stood there and watched. That's the story that was drilled into my head, you know, and I didn't ever want that on my conscience. And I've taken some wicked beatings for other people. I've also handed out some wicked beatings on the behalf of other people. You got to stand up for what's right. And what's happening to us in the United States and in Canada, we're being crushed. We're being stepped on. There's a two-tier justice system. The rules are being broken. It's not ruling in our favor. You look at Trump. Trump gets charged. Biden's free as a bird. And of the two sets of crimes, if you want to call them that, Biden is by far the more guilty individual. Got to get involved here. We got to do something. We're taking steps here on this program to do things right. Okay. And just on a side note, everybody that's emailed in wanted to be put on a list, on the Patriot list. Okay. You are on the list. There'll be a mass email go out Friday morning, which is tomorrow morning. All right, and you'll get your email. You know that you're in the list. Everything's good. That is not a back and forth communication thing unless I solicit a response, please, or I'll get blown away. Please. That is more for us to hand down critical information to you folks, possibly something where we need your help. And thank God for you people that are stepping up. I mean, we've got ex-military, ex-police, nurses, doctors, regular people, farmers, and every one of them is, Randy, I will do whatever you need done. That's what I'm looking for in a Patriot, baby.
And our team, I know you didn't have a chance. I know your schedule. And folks, that man's very busy. Which, by the way, be very thoughtful. Be very kind when you receive the email Don't reply unless you know you've got a major.
Yeah, if you sent your stuff in and you don't hear from me before close of business Friday, then drop me an email. But I ask you really to drop the email. Well, you wouldn't know the other email address, so it wouldn't matter. But for common inquiries and the stuff we've been doing ever since I've been here with Doug on this show, Archie@HagmanPI.com. Let's keep that channel open, right? I want to keep this other one is sacred.
Right.
All right, there's for individuals and there's for groups. We're getting response from militias.
And what I was going to say is you don't know that you probably haven't seen this. Folks, if you've tuned into Alex Jones recently, guess who's doing essentially the same action thing, not with the emails, but the theme, if you've noticed, there is a common theme among certain broadcasters. I'm an investigator. Randy Taylor is an investigator, you know, behind microphones. Okay. And I would put, Alex Jones in the same position, but see,
absolutely.
Now the tide is turning a little bit here.
Yeah.
Okay. Where we are now going on the offensive. So this is a message to all you leftist scumbaggery pieces of crap out there who think that you can run us over as Christian conservatives and have no consequence. You're wrong. You're dead wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe that in a literal sense, ultimately. But the fact of the matter is, we are not going to put up with your crap anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's going to stop, and it's going to stop now. Go ahead, sir.
Simple thing. Well, you guys see what's happened with Adam Schiff. And we got a list of the 20 congressmen and women or whatever they are that voted against doing anything to Adam Schiff. Okay. Adam Schiff should not be anywhere near Washington, D.C. He should be in a jail cell. They want to just, you know, they were proposing a $16 million fine, censorship, and all. No, he needs to be in the can.
And, you know, a lot of people, okay, and this is, I'm glad you brought this up, because a lot of people are saying, what's this about? I got emails. What's going on with Adam Schiff?
Where have these people been?
Okay. Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt in this case only. Okay, video two. It's a minute 30, roughly. Okay, this Representative Wesley Hunt explains why Adam Schiff's lies are treasonous. The fact of the matter is, he is the architect in the lower chamber about the Russia collusion hoax and the impeachments and the persecution of Donald Trump. Let's play the Representative Wesley Hunt video, which he will explain the entire situation with Adam Schiff in a minute and a half. Here it is.
Tell us what happened. We just heard off the floor that the censure and fine of Adam Schiff for what he did in the House Intelligence Committee, in the blatant lies he told. And remember, yes. I was grilled for 16 hours by House Intel. Walk us through what happened today on the floor.
It was actually very interesting. It was blatant lies that he told to the American public, that he took information from the SCIF, that's a secret information, and then shared it with the public and then lied on the information that he was receiving. Now, if that's not un-American, I don't know what is. He's already been kicked off the Intelligence Committee, and quite frankly, I don't know how he walks in the halls of Congress with that level of shame. It's flat out unconstitutional and wrong. It's treasonous in many ways to lie to the American public in order to weaponize the government against a sitting president, and then they're taking it one step further to weaponize the government against the next political opponent. This is utterly absurd, and you know obviously how I voted. You know where I stand on the issue, sir. But we have got to hold them accountable. When they behave this way and we don't hold them accountable, then we aren't doing our job to the American people, and that's what we should be committed to doing.
And that okay, so that's the background. And then RT, for continuity purposes, so I don't interrupt you or
no, that's fine. Okay. That's a very important piece, because that man just said exactly what I said.
Okay.
This is the thing. Are these people in Congress just aren't representing us?
Well, exactly.
The American they're ignoring the American people. You cannot sit there and tell me that Adam Schiff is innocent.
No, and he's not.
And it isn't like it takes a detective to figure this out or an investigator.
No, no.
A 7-year-old kid would figure this out.
So what the hell happened yesterday? Well, here's the full list of these rhino bastards who helped Adam Schiff avoid fine and censure. This is by way of National Pulse. And if you scroll down, there's a list of the treasonous people, in my
Republicans.
View.
These are Republicans.
Yes. And I'll tell you something, okay? I would call, email, and do whatever I could to make known my feelings, especially if you live within their district, that you are extremely unhappy. You're going to primary the crap out of them and make sure that they never see the inside of the chamber again, okay, after their term is up.
Doug, if just the people that are listening to this show went down that list one by one, it's easy to get the email for House of Representatives. Click it in. Boom. There it is. You can go down one by one on their emails. But if everybody that's watching this show and listening to the show actually took the time and gave a damn about their country and went down this list and just sent an email in saying, and you don't have to be rude, but just remind them that they're going to pay for it election time. And you know what? You would rattle some cages. You do enough of it, it'll make the news. Even the corrupt media, because you know why? They'll be the far right supremacist or emailing in, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I'm just saying, people, we have the ability as we grow in strength. Sitting around like a coward on a subway watching somebody get beat up is not what we're looking for.
That's right.
Okay. We need some people that give a damn about their country, give a damn about their family. Okay, and look at the future. Everybody's—it's like the video saying, "Well, it doesn't affect me." Yes, it does affect you. And if it doesn't today, it will tomorrow. If it doesn't affect you, what about your children? What about your grandchildren? Quit thinking about yourselves. That's what got us here. Damn it! This has got to stop. This complacency is what got us here. And if you sit somewhere and you're the guy filming somebody getting their butt kicked, you're the problem.
Yeah, stop videotaping this crap and get involved.
Thank you. Let's get a video of you getting involved.
There you go. You know, and that's where we're at today. Because I'll tell you something, there will be a day when there will be a knock on the studio door. Maybe, if they're kind, they'll knock. If not, they'll just bust it down. That day is coming. I can tell you that right now based on everything I know. Yep. And this program will not be on the air, at least not with me behind the microphone. Maybe RT, you can take it
I
over.
I would jump in a heartbeat until okay. they come and get me.
But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. They are not done. The Department of Justice, the weaponized Department of Justice, is not done going after the people supposedly behind the January 6th protest.
And they're doing that to scare you.
Yes.
Going to jail isn't anything. I have a T-shirt that says, don't give old people any crap. Because, you know, we're getting at that age where life in prison really doesn't have that effect on us.
Exactly. Yeah. Paraphrasing.
I didn't say it right, but that's the message. Yep. And people read that T-shirt, and I get compliments on it all the time from old people. They go, you know what? You're right, buddy. And let me tell you something. I'm impressed with the people that are emailing me. How many 77-year-old grandmas are emailing me and said, I can't hardly walk, but my trigger finger works.
Exactly.
Baby, I love you.
And you
that's
know,
what I'm looking for.
You could be
people that have guts.
You could be younger and impaired, infirm in some way. There's still a job for you to do. God would not have put you here in this time, in this place, if you did not have that job, a job to do. Just find out.
Look at us. Yeah, look at us. We're sitting behind a microphone, but we're doing something. Eric's behind the scenes. You don't even see the guy, but he's doing something. The show wouldn't be here without him.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to peel the potatoes, man.
But I'll tell you something about Eric the Tech and you and I. What's going on? And folks, understand this. What's going on in front of the camera in front of the microphone is a lot less than what's going on in the background. Eric the Tech does a lot more than people understand, and I'm not going to get into it. RT does a lot more in the background. I'm not going to get into it. There may be a time in the near future where all of a sudden I might, maybe with RT, maybe with someone else being broadcast from the southern border. And not just as, not just broadcasting, but as part of an operation. Okay. So, but that's not you folks. I mean, you've got your own job to do. If you're at a job and there's injustice there, or they're saying you got to have a jab because that's coming back, tell them to F off. Okay. Mm-hmm. Essentially, whatever you need to do, and stand up for the people, other people. Go ahead.
That's exactly, stand up for the other people. Let's say that they haven't done anything at your school with transsexuals dancing in front of your children, but they did it at the school down the street from where your kids go. You're not safe. You can't just brush that off because they're coming to your school. So go stand with those people down there. You got to get involved. These 20 congressmen should not have had a peaceful meal last night. There should have been patriots all over these people at the restaurants. The only thing they seem to respect is what they do to our people. But go harass them at the restaurant. Tell them how you feel. Why did they get to enjoy dinner last night? These 20 should have been harassed. You watch what Maxine Waters did. She went harassed, beaten, everything. She, whatever.
Oh, and Maxine Waters is on video saying, go harass the people. Do this.
Thank you.
Go to their homes. Go to their.
Thank you.
And you know, when we say it, it's like, well, we have to play by a different set of rules. Bullshit. And I make no apologies for that. Bullcrap.
You don't have to. You don't have to, Doug. If they can't take it, then you're hanging out with the wrong patriots, okay?
Yep.
I'm sorry. Let me tell you some man I really respected. General George Patton.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
That man could really embarrass a sailor in a bar, okay? But you know what? He didn't hesitate to get down on his knees and pray to his Lord God. We're all infallible. And if we slip and we say a bad word, I really don't need an email about it, okay? I know what my faults are. I don't pretend to be this great Christian and in the revival. I don't shove it down people's throats. I don't. But I will never deny my Lord Jesus. I will never do that. Anybody that's watched the show knows that. Anybody that knows me in person knows that. Okay? And I am fallible. And yes, I do get angry. And yes, I do say stupid things. Ask my wife. Okay?
Ask mine,
but,
too.
But Doug's, too. But you know what I'm saying? We're human beings. But folks, we've got, and this is what, and I hate to say this, you look at Antifa and you look at Black Lives Matter, and this is what was bugging me a couple weeks ago, and I'm thinking, what makes them powerful? What makes them powerful is their chain of communication. Yep. They can text somebody halfway across the country and have a congressman harassed while he's eating dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So why can't we do that? This is the only thing they seem to understand. Thank you. See, Doug, you agree? It seems to be the only thing that these people understand. If they're going to have a march and there's going to be 1,000 people there, we should show up with 5,000 people.
And you know, I think you were on when we played the clips of Owen Schroyer, Laura Loomer, and another gentleman,
yep,
confronting James Comey at his book signing. Where he had to get up and leave, okay, because he couldn't take it. God bless those people. And that should happen in every city, at every venue. And you harass, when I say harass, I'm not talking about.
Don't go knock the fork out of his mouth while he's trying to shove it full and waning, okay?
Yeah.
But you can stand at his table with your arms crossed and stare at him.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. But make sure that they think, before they go to whatever event they're going to go to, man, do I really want to do this?
Yep.
Make it uncomfortable for them.
Yeah, make it showtime.
Yeah.
Don't touch them. We're not encouraging violence at all.
Never.
You don't have to. That's the thing. You don't have to harass someone like that. And we're not doxing them. We're just telling you, if you see him sitting down at Bennigan's, go say hi. Drop by and say hello from Randy Taylor. Because I'll tell you what, if I was more mobile, I'd be all over these people. You young people that are part of the Patriot movement, don't let that body go to waste. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
And folks, we're talking about doing something. If you can't do anything else, t- talk to your neighbors. You know, get do something. You line up with other patriots. And that's the reason we're taking this initiative on this mailing list. And one of the emails I'm getting too is, I live so and so. I don't know any militia people. I don't know any groups. Well, guess what? If we do this correctly,
you will.
Everybody's going to know everybody. And I'm going to tell you what, these tyrants in Washington, D.C., okay, that plan to take everything you own and make you a slave by the year 2030, we need to just let them know up front, surprise, we're connected out here. We're ready for you. Because then we can take it to them.
Right on.
We could show up in Washington, D.C., with 5 or 10 million people, that would shut that city down. That would get their attention. And good luck with the FBI trying to put everybody in jail. Okay. I'm telling you, we need to send shockwaves through DC so they understand we're not going to be pushed around anymore. And this crap with these 20 congressmen having a peaceful meal last night is shameful.
That's right.
I don't need to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do because I am not in charge. Take the initiative yourself. Get some friends together and go, you know what? I heard this guy's going to be down here eating. Let's go say hi. Man, do it. You know what? You'll feel so good afterwards. And the worst to do is the cops are going to come tell you to leave. And don't argue with them. You don't have to fight with the cops. Respect law enforcement. Okay? But most of, if you're standing on the sidewalk, they really can't tell you to leave. They know that.
They do, make sure that's documented properly.
Yeah. If you want to film something, that's what you film.
Yeah.
Abuse by law enforcement or by the authorities. You know what? Feel free to film what the person who you're visiting has to say back in their little snotty, you know, tone. But these 20, I can't believe GOP congressmen told the world that it's okay to manufacture evidence, lie about it, and try and impeach a sitting president with deceitful, unlawful materials. And that Vindman, you know that this guy was behind that. Schiff was behind Vindman. He's probably holding his hand in the elevator. Okay. That right there in itself, Vindman coming forward with that horse crap testimony of his, the whistleblower. Now, this all comes back to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi.
Absolutely.
Don't let Pelosi off the hook either. Feel free to say hi to her if she's out eating.
And this also goes back. We have to, look, we understand how deep this is. Folks, you know, you can leave comments on the video, say, well, these are just the faces. We know that. We know this goes back to certain families, that their faces will never be seen. Their names will never be spoken. We get that. Okay. But there are levels of this fight. You just named Nancy Pelosi. But also, when you look at this, don't forget about Obama and his role. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jared, Susan Rice, the Bill Ayers, Bernadine Dorn. You think they went away? No, they didn't go away.
They are plotting our demise.
Yes. Yes. And this Yuval Noah Harari, of course, what a putz that guy is. Klaus Schwab, of course. Look, those are international. These people are unelected tyrants. Mm-hmm. Okay, that shouldn't
Klaus be. Klaus Schwab is a Nazi.
Yes.
What you're seeing, and stop and think about it, anybody's read their history books, what you're seeing is this gigantic, it's like when Hitler invaded Poland. I mean, this is world scale. Do you think, what happened to all the gold and money after World War II? That the Germans had. Where do you think it went? Then suddenly United Nations popped up. Perfect front. And they've been at it ever since, people.
On Rockefeller ground, of course.
You look at the Bush family. When they were in their skull and bones, you know, private sorority houses where they're eating dinner with Hitler's flatware. What? And they don't deny it. They don't deny it. And we know the Bush family had ties back to a Nazi Germany. We know that. That's not exactly a secret. You people, you've been had. That's what we're trying. We are Paul Revere telling you they're coming. They're coming. They're already here.
But here's a key, too, that I want people to know. Okay, I hope everyone has sensed a change in tactics and strategy of this platform. Because now, okay, we are saying enough, but we're just not saying it. We are putting things in motion. Folks, there are just probably 24 choke points that if those go down, when I say choke points, I'm talking about important junctures. When those go down, we can take the entire that entire tyrannical system down. Okay.
Yes. We're doing this surgically.
Yes. Yes. And I want to show you something, RT. And folks, look at this. Because, you know, you think, okay, well, I'm a Republican. I'm doing things right. I'm a conservative. Okay. Things are, and we've got some conservative or Republican backing. You saw the 20 do the treason, basically, with Adam Schiff.
Absolutely.
But look how deep this goes. This is video number, or this is page number one. And folks, look at this. This is a Twitter. This is from Twitter. This is from Michael Yon. But to see how deep this goes, Governor Abbott, a Republican out of Texas. Now, I know personally a man who's been in his office, talked with him, okay, and the guy talks a good game. But I want you to not just read the text, but let's read the text. And for the radio listeners, okay, I'll read this for you. This is by Michael Yon, and he writes, illegal aliens welcomed to Texas and beyond. Todd Benzman and Michael Yon spent... this would have been, I think, yesterday or the day before, on the ground, looking at the Texas roads. He writes, today we rented an airplane and flew above. Clouds kept us at 1,800 above ground level, 1,800 feet above ground level. And so the colonia below was too big for our cameras to gulp with a single shot. The third world north of Houston is situated by Plum Grove. That's a location in Texas. A high government official, wishing to remain anonymous, told Todd and me the owner just more than doubled the size depicted below. And this is in this tweet, and you can see it yourself. Go to HagmanPI.com and click on the link. With additional land purchased of 35,000 acres. We did not confirm this, but the government official is in a position to know. The government official said the single colonial will be able to house at least 200,000 people. That's at least, my sources are telling me 250,000 to 300,000, but I digress. And they will be illegals. Colonials are popping up around America in various forms, such as commandeered hotels. Cartels are king of the colonias. Rapes, murders, TB, tuberculosis, that is, will continue until morale improves or the WEF is dead. This is killing America. This is war. Now, if you don't mind, Eric the Tech, please scroll down. Take a look at this. This is a city built for illegal aliens in the Republic of Texas. Governor Abbott is just as much a part of this as any leftist scumbag. This is for the illegals, built specifically for them. And by the way, we are finding out that the contractors, the developers, the landowners, trust me when I tell you, we're going to be sharing this with you, because this cannot stand in Texas or anywhere else within the lower 48 or Alaska or Hawaii.
And remember, Doug, we mentioned that the people that are coming across and we're seeing films of, there isn't necessarily women and children with them. And these are people in that fighting age of 18 to 34 And imagine, just imagine, entire areas like this of 200, let's say just 200,000 men that could be armed and sent against American citizens. I want you to stop and think about it. It's a standing army. There's something seriously wrong. I saw it on Fox this morning where they've got actually a piece of paper that basically says, I can go anywhere I want, and it's ordered by President Biden. These people can get on airplanes, but I want you to stop and think about it. These people, he probably wouldn't even have to pay them to kill us. They would do it just if they could stay here and keep living on the high life. I mean, so, people, something is seriously wrong, because we've always said, well, we hate to think the police will turn against us. Well, that's very possible. Or the military, would they turn against their own families? Maybe, maybe not. But these people would turn on us in a second.
Which explains, by the way, which is why we talk about the Soros-installed district attorneys, because you could rape someone, you know, and break a woman's leg, rape the woman, and be out on probation the same day because of a Soros-installed district attorney. And don't give me any crap about, well, that's just, you know, in certain places. It is like in hundreds of places across the United States.
Every major city.
Pretty much.
It's getting crazy, people.
I mean, how many videos do you want to see of innocent people being thrown, you know, in front of a subway train? How many videos do you want to see of people getting robbed on the street and killed on the street by illegals? How many children have to die at the hands of illegals? Look, we already have a problem in this country with criminals because of our lack of morality and spirituality. But you bring in this element, you bring there here, you bring the third world into the United States. What do you expect is going to happen? Go ahead.
Back when we were heavy into the counterterrorism, one of their fears was that they would bring in 100,000 people and take over an entire city, the terrorists. Well, you got camps here with over a quarter million people sitting in there of fighting age. And they're being fed. They're probably being trained in there. This is going to have to really be looked into. On the other side, they're going to have to tear this apart like you tore Buffalo apart.
I'm going to tell you what, I still have video and photographs of paramilitary training by Islamic terrorists, in my view, terrorists, you call them militants, whatever you want to call them, to fight against the American people.
Okay. On American soil.
On American soil, with the full knowledge of the FBI. This is back in the early 2000s. I still have those images. I turn them over to the FBI, and they say, well, you know what? They had lunch with the people. We have fatwas against this. Randy Taylor, mm-hmm. myself, we have fatwas against us by these Islamic groups. Okay, now nothing has happened. Lost a car here and there. Okay, you know, it's a fire explosion. Stuff happens. What do I know? Yeah, the FBI knocks on the door. I say, yeah, you might want to be a little bit careful when you go out and make sure you got security. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're a lot of help.
Yeah, but see, it's when it happens to your wife and your family, it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it happens on your property and almost takes your house down with fire in the middle of the night. Yeah, you got to start asking questions.
Exactly.
And when they said, the FBI said, well, we can't guarantee that we can protect this witness. And that gave me such a sick feeling in my stomach, because I thought, how long did I work with these clowns? And really along, they really couldn't protect me.
Yeah.
I don't ever count on anybody for protection, so I was always prepared. You'd be a real dumbass show at my house in the middle of the night, okay? But I actually, my local people, the local sheriff's department, they took better care of me than anybody.
And that's just that we have to, you better communicate with your sheriff's department. In fact, I was at my sheriff's department this week. I don't want to get into it, but the fact of the matter is I've got a listing now of each sheriff of each county in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I suggest you do the same thing. You reach out and you make sure that they're on board with this pushback against this tyranny.
And they need to hear from you, because a lot of them think like you do. They're just afraid of, would I have any backing when I step out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, let them know, yeah, we're the citizens of this county. And yes, sir, we stand behind you and your deputies.
But start with the sheriff.
Start there.
Yeah. And also start with the school boards, your own school boards. And if and I'll tell you something. I spoke there. I had my, I think it was 3 minutes, not five. It was 3 minutes in front of a school board. And when I started to talk, a woman got up behind the dais. A woman got up to leave. Apparently she had to go to the restroom or whatever. I stopped talking. I said, where are you going? To the woman. I said, where are you going? I'm talking, and it's pretty rude for you to leave, okay? By the way, that got some good audience, you know, all three response, people in the audience that were there, they thought that was pretty funny. But see, treat them like they work for you, because they do work for you.
You're paying their paycheck.
Yes.
Paying their paycheck.
I want to show this.
Just like the people in D.C. We're paying their paychecks.
Exactly. You know, and why, you know... And I also was talking to a judge, and this week, not I mean out of chambers or out of the courtroom, and you know, Your Honor, okay, Your Honor, what's so honorable about what is happening in this country with some of these judges, these bought off judges? That really hacks me off. Okay, there's no honor there. But before I go any further, you know how far this goes back? This goes back to May 1st of 1776 in the larger sense. But right after JFK was murdered, this SOB got on television. And this is what's going to happen next. Because when we begin to stand up, like Randy Taylor is talking about, like we're talking about, when we start standing up and saying, no, 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 they're coming for us, but they're coming for the guns too, but they're coming for us. But I want to show you this. I don't know how many people have ever seen this video clip. It's just, it's under 2 minutes, maybe, of Lyndon Baines Johnson in the wake of JFK getting shot. And of course, you know, the story was Lee Harvey Oswald was the only gunman. Well, what a bunch of crap that was. The CIA was behind this, was involved in this, I should say.
Johnson was in on it, too.
Johnson was in on it, right. But they want our guns. Watch this video clip. How many people remember seeing this on their evening news? Watch this.
Today, I sent the following statement to the Speaker of the House and to the Vice President, the President of the Senate. Today, the nation cries out to the conscience of the Congress. Criminal violence from the muzzle of a gun has once again brought heartbreak to America. Surely, this must be clear beyond question. The hour has come for the Congress to enact a strong and effective gun control law governing the full range of lethal weapons. I have sought and I have fought for such a law through all the days of my presidency. On many occasions before, I have spoken of the terrible toll inflicted on our people by firearms. 750,000 Americans dead since the turn of the century. This is far more than have died at the hands of all of our enemies in all of the wars that we have fought. Sorrow and suffering that just cannot be counted, and fear that can never be measured. Each year in this country, guns are involved in more than 6,500 murders. This compares with 30 in England, 99 in Canada, 68 in West Germany, and 37 in Japan. When I last appealed to the Congress on this subject again, and that was only a month ago, I asked this question: what in the name of conscience will it take to pass a truly effective gun control law in the Congress? And now, in this new hour of tragedy, that question should at last be answered. So let us now spell out our grief in constructive action.
You know, I apologize. That was June 6, 1968. I said JFK. That was RFK in the wake of the RFK assassination. Mm-hmm. But it really makes no difference in terms of the message. But go ahead, sir. What do you think? I mean, you know.
They've been working on the American public to poison the mind against weapons. I mean, first it was the hippies. You know, peace, love, please get rid of your bra, you know, turn in your guns. And then that wasn't very successful, okay, because it was short-lived. So what did they do then? They went after university students and started pumping this puke into them. And they did that for decades. They're still doing it. Even that didn't give them the results enough. So now it's worked its way down into the high schools and into the grade schools. The average citizen 20 years from now will probably be against guns.
Yes.
We've got to stop this. The only thing that is keeping America free, and I am not joking, I'm not imagining, I'm not giving you an impossible equation. The only thing that's keeping America free is that there are armed Americans. Every single country that is a communist country, they strip the people of their weapons. What part of history? I mean, these university people are supposed to be smart. Okay? They're not. The first thing they do is strip you of the weapons. Then they cause internal conflicts between groups of citizens. What do we have going on in U.S. and Canada? Huge conflicts amongst ourselves. Meanwhile, you've got two governments that want to strip away the rights of people, take their firearms. Why? So they can imprison us, enslave us. Do you understand? Has anybody figured out that they're destroying the middle class? Have you not looked around and realized that, wow, I had a hard time paying for my groceries. Wow, there's no COVID going on right now. You still, everything, prices are sky high. We got inflation. Can't pay for your food. Can't pay for your gas. They're coming at you from every direction. People, wake up. This is not happening. This has got to be stopped. And I mean, everybody's got to do something.
Amen to that.
Something. I don't care. We gave you many, 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 many instances of what you can do. Go to a school board meeting. Voice your opinion. They're your children, because whatever they sneak past you today is going to be law tomorrow. And anybody that's okay with a guy dressed like a girl waving his penis in a child's face in a classroom or in a parade, you shouldn't have children. They should be taken from you. Shame on you that you would allow them to sexually exploit your children. And listen to what Trudeau and listen to what Biden are saying. There are children. No, they're not your children. They're mine. They're yours. Don't come at me with you. I mean, it takes a village to raise a child, Hillary Clinton. You know what? In her case, it takes a village or a country to raise an idiot.
And in that situation, in my view, we should her village. We should behead the elders and burn down the village.
Absolutely, like it was never there, Israeli style.
There you go. You know, Americans, conservative Americans, we are kind, we are patient. We are generous people who want to live our lives in peace, unfettered by these stupid laws. And I have to say that, you know, we're looking at things, RT, where insanity reigns. Ballot counting machines that can't count ballots still in play. Judges who refuse to judge. This is stuff we're talking about. Anti-American presidents. Prosecutors who don't prosecute. And peaceful protesters labeled as domestic terrorism.
And white supremacists.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Antifa BLM saying it's all peaceful. This is an MK Ultra style mind brainwashing program that like we've never seen. Jack Gleason, American thinker, has a column, The Quiet Riot Against Insanity in America is Gaining Strength. And I hope that we are part of that strength movement. Randy Taylor, you've done more, I think, in the last couple of weeks than most people have done in their entire lives to move this initiative forward. And I thank you for this. We have about 10 minutes left of the show. I just want to tell you, though, that I think that we are going to take what's coming at us, turn this around, or at least die trying. And that's not, I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm saying that we are now going to, and I think we have to fight. And by fight, I'm not talking about physical fight. I'm not, you know, at least not initially. I'm talking about fight against the rot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we don't have a choice. It's overwhelming. It's already engulfed us. That's where we're at. And I'll tell you what. And this isn't to bring more people to listen to the Hagman Report. I don't know what this is about. Okay, this is about getting patriots together, because right now what we have is a beautiful wagon called freedom, but we've got everybody pulling it in a different direction. Boy, and nobody's talking. Nobody is talking to each other. And what's going to happen to that thing of freedom? It's going to suddenly shatter and be gone. We've got to get together. That's it. They don't have any respect or fear for a group of 500 people. There's 350 million people in the United States. There's no reason why we can't send a message to D.C., 150 million strong, and say, you know what? You better start representing us.
When the American contract breaks down, as it already has, we are nothing more than well-entertained, well-pampered slaves, I'm telling you. Right now, the elected officials are our representatives, but they're beholden not to us. They're beholden to their paymasters, and we have to change that, and we have to make our voices known. We have to make sure that we move away from or expose doctors who don't heal, but they promote the vaccines that kill. And I use vaccines loosely. You know, we have free speech that isn't free at all. If you're on YouTube, why? Get the hell off of YouTube, especially if you're a conservative commentator. Don't self-censor yourself, or don't self-censor. Get away from the platforms that will do you, okay? Mm-hmm. And there are plenty of them out there. Don't shop at Target, Kohl's, or any of these woke companies. Do away
Bud
with
Budweiser.
Bud Light. Screw that. Anheuser-Busch. Screw them.
Yeah.
Okay. Vote with your dollars. And by the way, you get digital currency in here, you're done. You basically, if you adhere to digital currency, you are done. You are now fully enslaved. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. And people, it's easy to argue with the left. The first thing they want to throw in your face, you're white supremacist or you're a fascist. Whoa. Well, stop right there. You can kill, slaughter our argument right there. We're not telling you who to like and who you can't like and who you dislike. But they tell you that, oh, you've got to like the guy over here flashing his penis in your kid's face. If you don't, you're a fascist. Really? You're the one telling me who I have to like and don't like. What's allowed? No, that makes them the fascist. That right there is a great way to start an argument with the left. Right there, that subject. I just laid it out for you. That simple. The fascist is calling you a fascist. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
People were on our way to communism at a rate you would not believe. And these idiots actually laid it out and told us. And when you listen to this Nazi Klaus Schwab and the ilk of the World Economic Forum, okay? If you see any politician that's got that anywhere in his resume, run. Or make him run. These people are evil. These people are evil. I look at it like the Fourth Reich, and they're trying to do it without firing a shot. Why? Because we still have guns. Take those guns away, and they will be firing shots at us, killing us. We'll be the ones in the FEMA camps. We'll be the ones living in these controlled areas for 200,000 people. Do you realize they want to engulf us, the entire country and North America, in what they call 15-minute cities? Yeah. Bring everybody. Remember, we talked about when they make you afraid and scared, why things are so bad, and then you have to rely on the government for your safety. And they say, come and live in the city. You'll be safe there. And you'll be in the city locked in, and you won't be able to leave it. You won't be able to travel freely. You think you're going to Europe? No, you're not. You'll never see Europe in your lifetime. You may not see another state. You may not see another city. Stop and think about that. Have you not noticed that they're destroying the middle class? They don't want a middle class. They want poor and elite. That's it.
Or dead.
Or dead. Yeah, dead is good too. That gives the poor something to do for the government as they trim the population down because they've killed off all the crops, killed off all the cattle. We can't eat, you know. But John Kerry's getting his climate wish. You just stop and listen to these people. If you're a liberal and you're the left, a Democrat, would you stop and listen to what you're saying? That somebody like Kerry says, well, you know, we need to kill off the cattle and the farmers need to quit producing food because we're causing climate change. Well, you know what? I'd be a whole hell of a lot more worried about people starving to death than some climate event that doesn't even exist. And you know what? If climate changed a little bit, I'll tell you right now, these geniuses, I'm just a regular fellow. I have no college education at all, okay? I just looking at a globe, and this is how I figured this out years ago. I was looking at a globe on a desk. You know how the globe's sitting there? It's on an angle, first turning on its axis. And I took the globe, and all I did was put a paper clip under one side of the base. It moved it. Wow, what happened? Well, the equator line technically just moved. Stop and think about it. They're blaming us as inhabitants of the Earth of being the ones destroying it. What if the stinking Earth just moved on its axis?
Mm.
Think about the climate differences. And when I say that, because it's uniform, the heat is moving north. Please grab a globe, set it on the table, take a picture of it with your iPhone, you know, the one they do when people are getting beat up, you like to film and put on YouTube. Look at the globe, okay? Then I want you to just take a pen and stick it under the base on one side. I want you to take another picture. Now I want you to look at the two pictures.
Side by side.
Yep. Wow. That might explain why the heat's moving upward. Come on, people, pull your heads out of your butts. All right? Quit buying into this. And no exactly. one on the planet, no government, no one outside of God has anything to do outside of with climate and controlling it properly. Okay? And these people that think that charging people money, taxing them, is somehow going to fix an air pollution problem are out of their skulls. It's all a right. money grab.
Listen, folks, okay, you just spent an hour with Randy Taylor and Doug Hagman. This is
an hour you can't get back.
An hour you can't, yeah. Yeah. Now this is part one. The part two will be, in fact, we'll do this on Friday. But we're out of time. RT, thank you so much. I want to say thank you. And we're going to pick this up Friday. Okay, don't change the channel. Please share this with your friends, family, neighbors. Put this on social media. Subscribe to Rumble. Subscribe to Brighteon. Please do that as well. Give us a like,
please,
thumbs up.
Please, support this platform.
Right on, brother. All right,
we're out of time. We need you to make it happen.
All right. With that, God bless. Have a good day.
God bless you.